ನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಬನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಬನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನ ರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯೋ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ ಕೀ ದೇವ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋದರ್ಶ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ್ಪರೂಪಾದ ಕೀ ದೇವ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋದರ್ಶ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಅನಂತಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯ ಮುದೀರಯೇತ್ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇರ್ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟು 5 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 20 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 38. ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಕವರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 38-41. ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪೋಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್, ಸೊ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್. ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 38 ನಂಬರ್, ದೆನ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಮೀ. ಏತಾವಾನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಚ್ ಲೋಕವಿನ್ಯಾಸಃ, ದ ಪ್ಲೇಸಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್, ಮಾನ ವಿತ್ ಮೆಜರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್, ಲಕ್ಷಣ ಸಿಂಪ್ಟಮ್ಸ್, ಸಂಸ್ಥಭಿ ಎಸ್ ವೆಲ್ ಎಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದೇರ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್, ವಿಚಿಂತಿತಃ established by scientific calculations, kavibhi by learned scholars, saha that, tu but, panchashat koti 5 crore yojanas, sorry 50 crore yojanas, ganitasya which is measured it, भूगोलस्य ऑफ द प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम नोन एज भूगोल भूगोलक तुरीय भाग 1/4 अयम दिस लोकालोकचल द माउंटन नोन एज लोकालोक ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन लर्नेड स्कॉलर्स हु आर फ्री फ्रॉम मिस्टेक्स इल्यूजन्स एंड प्रोपेंसिटीज टू चीट हैव दस डिस्क्राइब्ड द प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स एंड देयर पर्टिकुलर सिस्टम्स मेजरमेंट्स एंड लोकेशंस विद ग्रेट डेलिबरेशन दे हैव एस्टैब्लिश्ड द ट्रुथ दैट द डिस्टेंस बिटवीन सुमेरु And the mountain known as Lokalok is 1/4 of the diameter of the universe. Or, in other words, 12 crore 50 lakh yojanas, means 1 billion miles per foot. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given accurate astronomical information about the location of Lokalok mountain, the movements of the sun globe and the distance between the sun and the circumference of the universe. However, the technical terms used in the astronomical calculations given by the Jyotirveda are difficult to translate into English. Therefore, to satisfy the reader, we may include the exact Sanskrit statement given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which records exact calculations regarding universal affairs. Text 39. Translation. On the top of Lokalok mountain are the four Gajapatis, the best of the elephants, which were established in the four directions by the Lord Brahma, the supreme spiritual master of the entire universe. The names of those elephants are Rishabha, Pushkar Chuda, Vaman and Aparajit. They are responsible for maintaining the planetary systems of the universe. Text 40. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the master of all transcendental opulences and the master of the spiritual sky. He is the Supreme Person, Bhagavan, the supersoul of everyone. The demigods led by Indra, the king of heaven, are entrusted with the seeing to the affairs of the material world, to benefit all living beings in all the varied planets and to increase the power of those elephants and of the demigods. The Lord manifests Himself on top of the mountain in a spiritual body, uncontaminated by the modes of material nature. Surrounded by His personal expansions and assistants like Visvakshena, He exhibits all His perfect opulences, such as religion and knowledge, and His mystic powers, such as Anima, Lagima and Mahima. He is beautifully situated and He is decorated by the different weapons in His four hands. Text 41. The translation. The various forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such as Narayan and Vishnu, are beautifully decorated with the different weapons. The Lord exhibits those forms to maintain all the varied planets created by His personal potency, Yoga Maya. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 4.6, Lord Krishna says, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya, I appear by my internal potency. The word Atma Maya refers to the Lord's personal potency, Yoga Maya. After creating both the material world and spiritual world through Yoga Maya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally maintains them by expanding Himself in different categories as Vishnumurtis and the demigods. He maintains the material creation from beginning to end, and He personally maintains the spiritual world. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। We welcome all the devotees for the today morning's Srimad Bhagavatam class, January 2nd, 2024, the second day of the year. Thank you, Prabhu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are various descriptions which sometimes ordinary person with the ordinary intelligence are very difficult to comprehend even, or what to speak of understanding those and contemplating on it. But specifically, Bhagavatam has many hurdles in it. Is considered to be a body of the Lord, and it has various cantos are considered to be the various parts of his limbs or various parts of his body. In the fifth canto is specifically considered to be the belly of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where the creation is described. And this section also, this canto is considered to be a sthanam, where we are situated, or what is our location. So before going into it, the one clear statement I want to make to audience, which I will make again in the end. We, when living in this world, we may not have capacity or intelligence to understand the creation of the Lord. We may not be able to comprehend completely. But if we understand the purpose behind the creation, that will help us perfect our life. Whether the understanding of creation is there or not there, but understanding of purpose makes our life perfect, and which is freely possible for everyone. So for that, there is no qualification required to understand the purpose of creation. But to understand the creation, a lot of qualifications are required. So saying this, we'll begin. In the Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, Lord, when starts speaking, answering the Arjuna's question, he says, इदं तु ते गुह्यतमं प्रवक्ष्यामि अनसूयवे ज्ञानं विज्ञानसहितं यज्ज्ञात्वा मोक्षसे अशुभात् इदं तु ते गुह्यतमं. Now I will speak very confidential knowledge to you. So there are 3 degrees, guhya, guhyatar and guhyatamam. He says the 3rd degree, superlative degree, is guhyatamam. I will speak the highest confidential knowledge which is not understood by the people. Why I will speak to you? Pravakshame anasuya. Because you are non-envious to me, that's why I will speak this knowledge to you for your benefit and for your understanding. Jnanam vijnana saitam. It is filled with all the kind of knowledges. At the same time, it is realized knowledge as well. It has been realized by the many people, and after understanding it, you can also realize this. Jnanam vijnana saitam. Yaj jyatva mokshasya subhat. And what you will gain by understanding this knowledge? Asubhat, In no time you will achieve the liberation, perfection of your life and freedom from bondage, from this material world, from entanglement of this world. You can achieve that by understanding this knowledge. In second text, the same, he describes about the qualification of the knowledge. What are the speciality of this knowledge which I am going to speak to you in subsequent verses. So he says, Rajavidya Rajaguyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyaksha Avagamam Dharmam Sukhukam Kartum Abhyam. There are eight features of this knowledge which I am going to speak to you. Rajavidya, it is king of all knowledge. At the same time, it is Guhya also, Rajaguyam. It is king of all knowledge, but it is most confidential, king of all confidential knowledges, same time. Second. Third, he says, it is purest, Pavitram Idam Uttamam. It is pure and it is best also, Uttamam. Fifth, Pratyaksh Avagamam. It is not something like, because it has so much qualification, such a degree, it is best of all, it is purest, but can I experience it? One may ask, can I experience this knowledge? Yes, Pratyaksh Avagamam. You can understand or experience this knowledge as well. By your own experience, you can understand this knowledge. Pratyaksh Avagamam. And Dharmam. This is not against the Dharma. This is not something which is low class. This is perfection of religion. It is talking about the religion. What actually everybody or anyone or everyone should do. So it is perfection of religion. This knowledge is perfection of religion. So six. And seventh is, will it cause happiness or distress? Because everyone in this world is wandering the place of Dukkhale and experiencing Dukkha somehow or other, in some form or other form. So now obvious question to of anyone, will it cause happiness or distress? So say, Lord says, not only happiness, it will cause happiness which will pleasing to you. Sometimes the happiness which are not pleasing to us. But he says here, this kind of happiness which I am going to speak to you, it will bring you a happiness which will be very pleasing to your heart and mind. And this happiness will not end, because this knowledge is avyaya. So along with the knowledge, the happiness come, and because the knowledge is eternal, the happiness which it will cause, it always be eternal and spiritual in nature. Avyayam, kartum avyayam. So this eight qualification he mentioned, and then he says, if it is so nice, so good, why then people don't understand it? He says only one qualification, because ashaddadhanah purushah. People have a doubt of samshaya on this knowledge, do not put his faith, their faith on this. That's why they are not able to understand it. If you put your faith and you are not envious, you can understand this and make your life happy. And susukam karta, eternal happiness you can achieve in this very life. But because of this samshaya, ashaddadhanah, not putting faith, they are suffering life after life. And this and this is about dharma. This essence. In this dharma, they are not putting faith. That's why they are, what they are doing, aprapyamam nivartante. They are not able to achieve me. Aprapyamam nivartante. Vartante means getting back. And nivartante is like Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, other place. If you come to my abode, yad gatvana nivartante. If you go back there, back to whom? Get back to Godhead. There's no way that you can come back. You will remain there eternally. You will not achieve partial or momentary entry into my kingdom. If you go there, you will permanently there. So nobody will ask you to go back. So nivartante, you will not come back again this world. So aprapyamam, because they are not able to achieve me, they are in nivartante, completely in the cycle of which cycle? Mrityu samsara vartamani. They are continuously wandering the cycle, and from this body, this family, this country, this loka, that loka. So all the planets they are roaming, 14 planetary systems. Why? Because they have not achieved me. And the seed of it given by ashaddadhana. Because they have not put, when they were given opportunity, where they had a chance, they misutilize it and do not put faith in me. And that's why they are suffering life after life and wandering in the 14 planetary system or 3 lokas. Bhur, Bhuvasva. So saying this, In the next verses, Lord speaks in Gita 9th chapter again. He is speaking about his Aishwarya Gan, where I am available, what is my opulences, other things. And then he starts speaking about the various kind of worshippers, those who see him in all creation, manifestation, and those who worship his expansions, like a demigods, those who are in, made in charge. So this is also mentioned here in the first text, text number 40. We will go to that text again. So they are worshipping, some are worshipping the demigod, but some deride my form and they try to merge into Brahman based on the knowledge. They perform neti neti process. Okay, Lord is not this, Lord is not this, Lord is not. Eventually they come to conclusion, there is nothing. We are also God, we can merge into form of the Lord. So this way, they, but the end, after saying this, after text 25 onwards, 26 onwards to up to 34, 35, he mentions about the bhakti and he ends there. In the next chapter also, Lord continues, ki what way I am present in the whole world and you can perceive me and see me acting or my presence in various forms in this world. And then he again starts without Arjuna asking about the bhakti. Okay, how the bhakti is essential, what qualities devotees have, what they achieve after worshipping me in this very lifetime. And then Arjuna accepts, Lord, whatever he says, I accept you, whatever you are saying. Can you tell me more about your vibhutis? Because the creation is one of the vibhuti of the Lord, this great gigantic creation. So there he mentions, so that vibhutis, some we can directly see and perceive, some we are not. So we'll speak about some vibhutis of the Lord, which we directly perceive, pratyaksha avagamam. We can directly have experience of it. One of the vibhutis says, among the senses, I am the mind. All of us sitting here have somehow or other understood, not seen our mind, not seen our intelligence, but we believe and experience our mind somehow or other. So, example of it is, again, Gita says that controlled mind is best of friend and uncontrolled mind is worst of enemy. If you are a sage who is in this path of spirituality, is able to control his mind, he can perfect his life and go back, come back to God. But who has not able to been able to control his mind, he continues the samsara chakra. Because of this mind which is supposed to deliver him, it becomes the cause of his entanglement in this world. So this is the power of mind we have seen and experienced. Secondly, there is mantra. Om. No. All over the world, so many thousands of people are doing PhD on the sound vibration Om. And they are doing. And Lord says, this pranava, I am. This sound vibration, I am. And then we have seen the japa. Among the all sacrifices, I am a japa yagya. We have seen the power of this japa yagya also. The Prabhupada went there. People have no information about the who Krishna is, what bhakti is, why to surrender. They were rebellious and entangled in all kinds of activities which are against the bhakti or against even human values, basic human values. They have no qualification. But by seeing the Prabhupada and following him, he says just chant. He didn't introduce any rules or regulation. And now they are the sannyasis and gurus in ISKCON. They are guiding thousands and lakhs of people across the world how to give up these bad habits and get attracted to the Lord and perfect your life. The people from nowhere to everywhere who had nothing, they have got everything. And they are giving now to others this kind of value or opportunities. So this is the power of yagya. We have seen transformation, a drastic transformation in people bring out by this yagya, not by any other sacrifices. So this we have experienced in our lifetime. There are families. And next he says, among the guhya, if you want to keep the confidence, something confidential, keep a mauna. And we have seen this by not keeping this silence, sometimes some information, some message is put into the wrong hand. Some people have taken advantage because of their wars. And the family, countries have taken advantage of and destroyed many families or sometimes the countries because of this information leakages. some people were somewhere, you may say, today's day and age, they are honey trapped or some allured, bribed, some or other. They have failed to keep this information or silence, opened their mouth at the wrong place. And this was misused by somebody and they have destroyed so many people. So keeping secrecy, the Lord mentioned the silence. This also we have experienced. Sometimes there is some debate between the family members, brothers, sisters, two brothers, sometimes husband, wife, sometimes father and child. Somebody has said something and it was something wrong and this people didn't like. And he says immediately and there is kind of fight. If you had tolerated it, kept the silence, then would that situation would not have been worsened. But so many families, 95% cause is that people have not tolerated the words of each other. And that has broken the families and their own life. Later on they have regretted. But there's no point in regretting. But we have to understand this. There are other, if you go ahead, the gambling is there. It destroys the family. And then there are moving things. We have experienced the Ganges purifying, continuously moving. So much water is coming. But we don't know when it will end. From so many ages it is coming. So many rivers came up and dried up. But this is continuing. This is the moving. But among the non-moving, the Lord says, I am the Himalayas. So this way. And among the knowledge, He says, spiritual knowledge. We can free you from this material world. In this way, Lord continuously glorifies His vibhutis. What I am. Among this, I am this. Among this, I am this. So all these things which I have mentioned, we have somehow or other experienced, heard and seen in action, and their power we have exhibited. How they have exhibited their power and transformation they have brought about. So by understanding this, we can understand how powerful Lord is. So this way, these are the things mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita in 10th chapter. So, it will again bring us to our understanding. Some things we can understand, something beyond the purview of our understanding. We have capability to understand certain things and certain things we cannot understand in this very lifetime also. So, it is not the problem with the facts given in the Bhagavatam. The 10th, 5th canto describes about so many things. It is problem with our crippled understanding. We are not able to understand, we have to understand that. That we cannot understand everything of this world. But few things if you understand, then we are able to perfect our life. In this way, description given in the 5th canto is perfect. There is no reason to doubt why they are sowing this 500 million yojanas is the universe and this thing, other details are given in it. The radius is 12.5 crore. So this way, if we just believe in these things and understand that our limitation, then we will be able to eradicate our doubts to some portion and then we can move ahead. So the first question we should ask, why the Lord has created this world? So it is said that because some jivas in the beginning, they were crippled. Just like it is always an understanding given in the prison house. When the city is made, their government makes a facility for the prisoners also. Some may ask, why? There is no prisoner when you are planning or executing or making city. Nobody leaves. What is the cause or why you are making this prison house? And the usual understanding is some people may or may not do, but let's create the facility for them also. But the same, similarly, Lord do not want to create this world, but because some people are living entities are there who are supposed to be here, who wants to lord it over the material world, do not want to live with the Lord, do not want to serve the Lord, or at the greatest extent they have envy to the Lord. Suyabaha. Because of this kind of people are there, it has to be created some place for them. Otherwise, they will cause disturbance in all the people's life who are there, different than them. Just like a criminal, if you put the criminal with the normal people, they will create havoc and disturb other people's life. But if they are in the put into prison, at least other people are given liberty to do what they want to do in a right way. If the prisoners are out, they will get disturbance. Once they are ready to transform themselves, they were kept out and immediately they are released and they are accepted as normal citizens. Similarly, the case with us. If we accept the creation and accept what we should be doing here, then we'll perfect our life and go back home back to God, not to come back again. Nani vartante. So some people in this world, the creation of this world shows how the great the Lord is. It just beyond the seeing the vibhutis of the Lord, it puts us in amaze. If we believe in all this description or numerical figures given in this or graphical explanation given, if we believe, we can understand the greatness of the Lord, how great He is and what should we be doing. Instead of envying Him, by loving we can achieve Him and perfect our life. That thought should come in our mind instead of hating Him, how great He is, why He has put us here, we are suffering Him. So many people in this world, they have envy towards the Lord. But if they change their mentality even slight, they have given various opportunities to transform themselves. There are few people powerful and they have capacity to control others, but they do not have compassion for or thinking well how to do good for this person, how he will be benefited the most, how the good will happen to this person. But few people have a compassionate heart, loving heart for others, but they do not have power and position in their disposition. So this contrast we see in this world. Two categories of people. One has compassion and love, no power position. Other person has power position but no compassion and love in the heart. So these two people are contrasting to each other. They have not the same kind of disposition. But Lord is combination of both. He has power, position and love and compassion both in Himself. That's why He appears in this world. He has created, purpose of creation of this world is compassion and love of the Lord. So how this person can be transformed? How the benefit of this person will happen? How this soul, who is envious to us right now, right at present moment, can be transformed? And he can be eternally happy. Now he wants to lord it over the material world, but he has very least, minimal capacity. He cannot be go beyond certain things. Our eyes has limitation, mouth has limitation. Everything we have received in this world has a limitation in it. But once we go to the spiritual world, we have unlimited opportunities and unlimited services and unlimited capacity to give service to the Lord and receive unlimited pleasure by giving pleasure to the Lord. So by creating this world, Lord has not left us alone. Just like a government makes prison, but He do not go and stay with the prisoners or see the daily day-to-day affair. Is he fed? He has taken care? Is he has some problem? How to take care of them? No. No government officials or other people. Just they have made somebody in charge and they are very happy to using power and position. They just want to punish the person and control the people. They have no desire to work for the pleasure of the person or somehow transform the person. They just want to control them. But the Lord is absolutely different than him. So it is said that the why Lord appears, because of this compassion and love towards the living entity. In Gita he says, external reason this, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati dhartha abhyudnanam adharmasya tadatmanam sirjamyaham. Whenever the religious principles go down in this world, I appear repeatedly. And then main he says in the second text is cause of his appearance, paritranaya sadhunam, to protect those or facilitate those people who are favorable towards me, who are willing to change their disposition from envious to the loving person, who are ready to love me, and they are waiting for opportunity to be given so that they can start their devotional life and come back home back to God. For this kind of people, he is ready to come again and again, performs his pastimes, facilitates them and does so many activities around them. And in doing that, sometimes those people who are not ready to transform फॉर देयर बेनिफिट ही समटाइम्स किल्स देम डायरेक्टली और इनडायरेक्टली थ्रू अ मीडियम एंड ही डिलीवर्स देम ऑल्सो. सो दिस पीपल अचीव ब्रह्मन वन काइंड ऑफ हैप्पीनेस. सो ही इज किलिंग और हिज प्रोटेक्शन बोथ आर सेम. बोथ गिव्स द हैप्पीनेस ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटीज. इन नो वे ही इज इवन equal to the person who's thinking trying to do good to others. In our trying to do good to others is always at the end harms the person. If we love the person, he is attracted to us and we have diverted him from the loving the Lord. By loving us, he will not achieve anything, but by loving the Lord, he will achieve everything. Even if you do any good to the person, he will not achieve the good. Eventually it will be harm only for him. So there are few people in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, there are fools, category of people who derive him. The form, Lord has no form. We should just, someday say sometimes, we are the Lord. What to speak of him? We are the Lord. And we are just covered over it. As soon as the covering goes off, we will become the Lord. Completely eradicating or neglecting the form of the Lord, and they are saying indirectly that we are the Lord. My Prabhupada raised a simple question, and our Acharya says the same thing. If you are the Lord and you have your energy, Prakriti, how can the servant, Prakriti, cover over the Lord, Master, the living entity? It indication that you are not the Lord. But they believe that we are the Lord, and by Jnan we will be able to achieve that position, Brahmananda. And by rejecting this world, we'll eventually be happy. But that happiness, in Gita says, after going there, chine punya marte lokam visanti. Similarly, after going there, when they find there is no cause, there is nothing to do, the soul is active by definition. There is no activity. After millions and billions of life, years spent there, they will eventually come back by developing some desires. So some people in this world say, we are God, but there are some people who say there is no God, no need to worship anyone. The world is working as it is in automatic functions. Some people say ki this everything has come by chance. Bang theory or chance theory they propagate. Some people in this world they say the God was there sometime, but seeing the world in the mess, he was not able to handle it and he left. Some people say God has died even to that degree. So this kind of mentality people have developed in this world. But still, see the compassion of Lord. He repeatedly and again comes to this world. And why he comes? Just for the benefit of the living entities. In this text 40, तेषां सो विभूति नाम लोकपालानाम. द लॉर्ड सेज ही इज विभूति. ही कम्स विथ हीज ग्रेट पावर्स विभूतिज अलॉन्ग लोकपालानाम मीन्स डेमीगॉड्स हुम ही हैज गिवन पावर्स टू एग्जीक्यूट सर्टन डिपार्टमेंट्स. एंड व्हाई ही हैज गिवन सो मेनी पावर्स? बिकॉज इवन इफ पीपल डोंट कम टू मी डायरेक्टली, लेट देम कम टू यू एंड यू गिव देम समथिंग विच विल बाय विच दे विल बी हैप्पी एंड बेनिफिटेड. इवेंचुअली दे विल फॉलो सडन थिंग्स एंड ग्रेजुअली इवॉल्व. And here next is Bhagavan, vivida yor apabrahmanaya, to lo people's benefit, and Bhagavan. So Parasar Muni says, who is Bhagavan? Aishwaryasya samagrasya viriya yashah shri jnana vairagya yukta shakti shad iti bhagagana. Those who have the person who has all appearances of the world, strength, fame, knowledge, beauty and renunciation in full, he is called Supreme Personality of God at Bhagavan. This word comes here. So this, and then Parama Mahapurusho. He is Param. Among the Purushas, he is Mahapurusha and he is Param. Means nobody is equal to or superior to him. Everybody is below him. He is a Parama Purusha, Supreme Personality of God. Mahavibhutirpati. He is master of all vibhutis, whatever we see in this world. While commenting this Parama Purusha word, Prabhupada mentions in the other place ఈశ్వర పరమ కృష్ణ సచ్చిదానంద విగ్రహ సేమ్ ఇన్ ద నైన్త్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత ఫస్ట్ టెక్స్ట్ వెన్ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ అబౌట్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ప్రభుపాద్ కోట్స్ దిస్ టెక్స్ట్ ఈశ్వర పరమ కృష్ణ సచ్చిదానంద విగ్రహ ఫోర్ టైమ్స్ ఇన్ రో హీ రైట్స్ వన్ పారాగ్రాఫ్ అండ్ అగైన్ కోట్స్ ఈశ్వర పరమ కృష్ణ హీ రైట్స్ వన్ పారాగ్రాఫ్ అగైన్ కోట్స్ ఈశ్వర పరమ కృష్ణ దిస్ వే ఫోర్ టైమ్ హీ పుట్స్ దిస్ So there are personalities in this world who say when they are born, they didn't realize they were God. After a certain time, when they have no work to do, they thought the easy work is become God. They started probably claiming themselves God. And those who are this with the same mentality, they followed him. And they also started considering him to be the God. And his brother becomes his Sankarshan, he becomes Krishna, his wife becomes Rukmini or so many things. Like that people, and there are followers actually. And these are the things happening. But eventually, they grow beard, mustache, their organs in the body are failing, their hair raw loss, and their godhood is lost while coming towards the death. When they see Krishna in the form of death, eventually they realize their mistake. But it is too late. And then, we have already spoken about the third point, this Mahavibhuti Patir, how Krishna explains about his vibhuti in text chapter 11 Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10 Bhagavad Gita, from text 15 onwards. And then he says, I am Antaryami, Paramatma or Super Soul, sitting in everyone's heart. And next he says, as Antaryami, he is witnessing all of our activities, whatever we are performing and giving permission. Those who approach him, and pray to him, he gets guidance or Lord prefer to advise him. When an example is given, how the people or child, when he does something wrong for the first time, he is filled with the guilt and remorse that I have done the wrong. And that guilt goes down with the subsequent occurring of the same events. As soon as he continues doing the same activity, wrong activity repeatedly, his guilt or feeling bad for doing the wrong thing goes down. Why? Because Acharyas explained that when the first time he does, the Paramatma's voice is very strong. You have done wrong. You should not do it. Not repeat it. But again, next time he again falls victim to his senses. He does the same thing. And the Paramatma's voice is this time low. You should not do it. This is wrong. Third time, and then Paramatma's voice goes down such that his tendency to do wrong activity has so prominent that he is completely deaf to the voice of the Paramatma. But those who turn towards him, ask him for a guidance, pray to him, they can clearly hear his voice, and that's why they are able to take so many right decisions even in the midst of calamities in their life by the guidance of the Super Soul. The Lord is there and guiding him personally, as a Antaryami or Super Soul Paramatma. The next, the word comes, Vishuddha Sattvam. The Lord is beyond this three modes of material nature. Just like other sect, they say, okay, we have covered over by the three modes, we have to get rid of it. But Shastra says, no, he is always, although he is coming in this world, but he is not of this world. He is not affected by the tendencies, nature and swabhava of, or properties of this world. Because he is creator and master. He is always aloof from this world. Subtly he is doing present everywhere. And then, so in this way, Vishuddha Sattvam. And then he is filled with the Mahasiddhi. He is source of all siddhis, whatever we have seen. Just like Anima, Laghima, and other activities, other siddhis. So we see the Lord, the birth child takes place in the various ways. But Lord appears from the heart of the people. And he has transformed himself from the heart of the Vasudeva to Devaki. And then he appears. He can come from the nostrils of the Brahmaji. And coming in the very tiny form. But as soon as he comes from Anima, to he becomes Laghima. Laghimati, he has become anima. He has become very enormous in size. So much so that he almost covers the whole sky with his size. Then he goes and fights with the demon. तो वो एज सून एज द लॉर्ड कम्स ही शोज हिज वेरियस सिद्धिज बिकॉज दे आर इन हिम, ही इज अ सोर्स ऑफ देम. एनी टाइम विद द डिजायर्स और सम टाइम बाय द पावर ऑफ द लीला शक्ति ही कैन परफॉर्म दिस एक्टिविटी एनी टाइम. एंड देन वी सी द लॉर्ड अपियरिंग फ्रॉम द पिलर ऑल्सो इन द फॉर्म नरसिंह देव जस्ट टू प्रोटेक्ट हिज डिवोटी. सो दिस वे ही इज एग्जिबिटिंग हिज पावर्स एंड सिद्धिज. नॉट ओनली ही कम्स अलोन, ही सेज सो पार्षद प्रवरे. He is not living alone. Somebody says, Lord is so powerful, he do not require anyone. He is living his own world alone and enjoying himself. No. He has Parshad associate. So here this word is used. Swa Parshad Pravare. Best of his associates. They come with him when he comes to this material world also. They are there with him. And when he comes down, they also accompany him and come to help him in this world. Just to facilitate the people of this world. So their names and other mention. Nija Ayudh Yutoho. He comes with the, not only with the, his associate, but Ayudhs in home, hands. So it clearly, this text indicates that the various description come in the text. It shows that the Lord has personal form, features, he has personal qualities, he has personal attributes, associates, with which he has come to this world, and we, if we connect somehow or other to this personal form of the Lord, deriding this impersonal form, then we will be eventually benefited. The what position his associates have gained so far, the Lord is also inviting every living entity in this world by personally coming to come, worship me, and become my associate, and eventually benefit eternally. So sometimes pujaris, here the word says that his arms are decorated. Upashobita bhujadandai. His arms are decorated. Sometimes pujari who worship the Lord, they know what kind of reciprocation they get, what kind of pleasure they derive just by dressing the deity of the Lord, worshipping him various way. Pujari performing ardi, they benefit so many times. They derive great pleasure by seeing the form of the Lord and eventually giving this facility to others. So, question comes, when the Lord is so powerful, so personal in his dealing, and so much has compassion, why we don't love him? Because of one cause, which we mentioned in the beginning, Anasuyava. Arjuna was Anasuya and we are Suyava. We are envious towards him. We do not put faith in his words and his deeds. That's why we are suffering. And this has caused the cancer in us. Because of this disease condition, we are not able to love him. But if we want to be eternally happy, we have to connect to the eternal source of it. And love, the reciprocation or love which we try to get from the people of this world is very futile, temporary lived. Because they are temporary in nature. They leave sometimes and then our parents goes, our friends goes, wife, children, they move on in the life. Sometimes they don't stay in the life. Their lifespan goes over. So this way, we are experiencing pain everywhere by every relationship. Just like a pain in the body, we cannot be happy. Similarly, we have to imagine how painful it is for us, for the Lord, when we don't love him. We get small prick in the body, we have experiencing pain. We are part and parcel of his body. What pain we are going through by not loving him, he is also experiencing the same pain because of all these misdeeds. And here, the Lord is hoping that when this jiva or living entity will turn towards me and love me, and because we love him, he becomes happy, and by his pleasure we become happy because we are inseparable. We are part and parcel of the Lord. This is like body example. Example of the body of person. So when this cancer of not loving the Lord enters into our minds and we start hating, it is like a destroying the self, just like a process of phagocytosis. It starts destroying our own cells. Our own immune system works against the body and it destroys the various organs of the body in medical terminology. Similarly, our not loving Lord, we are causing pain to ourselves, eternal pain. And that can be reversed by loving him. So rejecting the form of the Lord or personal form of the Lord, it's like, there's an example, one child is there, he wants to go to the home, And he want to see all facilities, swimming pool, washing machine, television sets, and instruments to play, prasad to eat, the servants to serve. All these facilities are there, but he don't want to accept that he has a father also. So similarly, we are in this condition, those people who reject the form of the Lord and do not want to worship him, but want to take all the advantages from this world. Although he is creator, master, and proprietor, if we reject him, we cannot be happy. That cannot be possibly done. So Lord is tolerating so much because people have, as we mentioned, some say God has died, some say Lord is not there, he has run away, he has impersonal feature, there is no personal form of the Lord. Because of them, this also Lord tolerates so many people. And still he continues to come in and again repeatedly just for our welfare and well-being. Similarly, if we have to tolerate the one thing as our own mind and senses, then we can be eternally benefited by engaging in the devotional service of the Lord. So everybody wants to be happy, but they don't know the process how to be happy really in this world. So for the temporary fleeting happiness they are working, but by giving up the permanent source of happiness. What is that? Devotional service to the Lord. So, in this world, I just give one or two examples and then end. So, we are currently going through so many disturbances, so many painful situations, unwanted situations in the life. There are turmoil in the relationships. There are one devotee, our all relationship can be fixed and smoothly go just by loving Krishna. There's one example is there. There was one family where we go for a preaching. The person got married to a girl who is very beautiful, who is educated, and this person is very least educated and doing some small activity because of the family and other, they got married. But because the girl is so qualified, this person goes in depression, inferiority complex. And he is not able to go and stand in front of him. Although they have a child now, he is not able to stand in front of him. And he develops a relationship with other relative girl who is close to the family. And then the relationship flourishes for some time and the girl comes to know and then rift between them. But because of family, they are stayed together. Now they have lost the faith in each other. They have lost respect for each other. This person is, although remorseful, the girl didn't leave him, but she is staying there, but still this person does not have guilt to ask, capacity to ask him forgiveness. Because I am husband, how should I ask forgiveness? She should ask. That's his problem, her problem, that she is overqualified than me. And this way, they have lived together for decades. And somehow the family is going on, but the relationship is not there at all. The opposition every moment happening. Every day there is quarrel and fight in the family. When we started preaching, this family somehow came in touch. And they understood the knowledge which is given by the Lord. Performed devotion service. And then eventually they understood, they started chanting, they came close. And the wife now started associating with the devotees. And she also transformed, and the husband also transformed. Although it was way back, they forgive each other and now they are happily coming. Most of every week they come, and wherever there is a special festival, they come, live together, and there is nothing like people see. Those who do not know their past, they see how they are ideal couple. They are best for each other. Husband comes, he drops the wife, and wife goes, and then she serves, again she calls, and the husband again comes and they pick her up and they drops her home. The various blessings. So their relationship have completely intertwined or brought them together or flourish because of they have come to Krishna consciousness. Because they have put Krishna in center. Now their personal relationship has improved. Second example is, there was one devotee. Sometimes people are good. They want to do good to other social causes, others. But in doing so, they neglect their own family. This person is like that. He was working for everyone. Always wakes up, some call comes and he leaves home and then comes in the late night. And because of this association, he had developed drinking habit, other habits also. Late night standing, he comes out, is not able to give time to his own family members, his own children and wife. Relatives are there far distance. He never visits them. But for any social cause, you have problem, come to me. I will solve. You have problem, come to me. I will solve. And even the people do not come to them, him, he goes to them. What problems you have? Tell me. I will solve the problem. He has that kind of socialistic attitude. And for years and years, decades, he has spent like this. He has two grown children and they never come together and spend time. And he came to Krishna consciousness by preaching of devotees, and eventually he transformed. He started chanting japa. Now, the person who has never worked for anyone, he gets a job, he works now, his wife makes tiffin, he goes, and after the work he comes. Whenever there is holiday, he stays home with the children. He drops his child and picks him up also whenever possible from the job. And he started, the person who has never worked, he's working. Who never stayed home, he's staying. Who had all bad habits associating with the people, he left all these bad habits and stays at home. Whoever genuinely has a problem, they come to his home and wife cooks prasad, they give him prasad, and then he solves their problem and says, aisa aisa karo. And this way he just brings them also in the Krishna consciousness somehow or other. By sitting there one place, he's effectively able to preach and help others. So he is, both the desires are fulfilled. Now his family is happy, they are together. And whomever he wants, genuinely people come to him and get benefited. And he knows, highest principle is to give Krishna consciousness to others. He is giving Krishna consciousness to others and the family stays together. So this way, our people, we should not feel that by coming to Krishna consciousness, our relations are bad and sour, will not be able to give time to each other, will not be able to have entertainment by going to various places, to movie and other places. They have great, great time in Krishna consciousness. Whenever they get time, they come to here and come here and visit GV. Other times they celebrate there and stay in program, serve others and preach. So this way, by coming to Krishna consciousness, by loving the devotees, our own relationship in personal life improves. This is a fact. Our life can be perfect by loving the perfect. Krishna is Supreme Personality. He is a person. If we understand that and serve him, then our life can be perfect in this lifetime, and beyond this we'll achieve back home, back to Godhead, by perfecting our life. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.